obey the word of God, come out of the culture, come out of the church systems that are all corrupt. They're all corrupt. They're all teaching false ways.
Right.
And live for Christ in spirit and truth, and either at your death, you'll go be with him if you're faithful to the end and you're born again by the gospel, or maybe you will live long enough to see the clouds part and him come.
I did die, and I did go to heaven, but the Lord sent me back.
Yeah, I would question that. Be careful.
Well,
because we don't run on experiences, we run on what is doctrine,
right,
and
right.
But he brought me back, and he showed me it was him, so I know it was him. It wasn't the enemy.
The enemy comes as an angel of light, and the Bible says it's appointed.
We're appointed once to die.
Once for man to die.
Here, let me give you a gospel part.
We know our scripture.
Yeah, so dying and coming back, Jesus did that, but that doesn't happen to people today. And so I'd be very leery of that. The main thing to focus on is the gospel, because the gospel calls you out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus. And when you repent, change your mind, your ways, what you do is you test everything you do in your life. Where you go to church, are they teaching the truth? And the churches are not teaching the truth. How do I spend my money? How do I spend my time? What am I looking at on TV, radio, news, internet? How am I dressing? For women, do I cover my head? That's in the Bible. How do I associate with people? What do I do with my life and my passion? Like I preach and I tell people, unless you woke up this morning and rolled out of bed and said, thank you, Father, for this new day. I want to serve you and love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Unless you did that and you actually do it, we're actually practicing idolatry, because most people wake up and go, oh, Lord, thank you for this day. And then they go live for themselves. They go into the world. They please their flesh. They do all the cultural things.
I understand. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You're preaching a lot on works.
It's called obedience.
And works, you know, Jesus says he'll know you by your fruit.
Yep.
He also says that he knows you, you know, he knows whose are his.
And how do we know that, though? He said we judge a tree by its fruit.
That's right.
That's your works. That's how you act, talk, live, dress, the gospel you speak, everything. So that is works. Works is part of your salvation.
Right.
It is part of your salvation.
The Bible in the book of James, but the book of James does say
that
you're justified by your works, not just faith alone.
That's
the book of James.
Right, James.
So we're justified by our works.
You're justified by our works.
But what I'm saying is sometimes you can say things, but like covering your head. You know that's more so of a
It's in the New Testament. It's a commandment.
It's in 1 Corinthians 11. It's a command of God.
Uh-huh.
Are we supposed to keep the commands of God today?
No, but
should we murder, kill, lie, steal?
That's just one of the many commands.
But sometimes if you come across where it's more works oriented or more law given, it ends up being pharisaical.
Well, that's usually somebody who's pressing against the truth and defending.
Was Jesus a Pharisee when he said, go sin no more?
No.
There you go. So we tell people, go sin no more, and we tell them how not to sin.
Repent lest you perish.
How about when he said, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. Is he being pharisaical then?
And then if you want to be my friend, John 15:14, keep my commands.
I understand the John the Baptist approach, okay?
Who, by the way, who was the greatest man ever born of a woman?
John.
John the Baptist. So I love John the Baptist's approach. And let me give you something,
because
I love you, because I love you all. Let me give you something. The book of Acts, the most evangelistic book in the Bible, where they went out and proclaimed the gospel more than any other book, and it changed everything. Do you know how many times the book of Acts uses the word love?
Oh, lots.
Zero.
Zero.
No,
the word love is not found in the book of Acts in one place.
We'd hope you understand that. Yeah,
it's not found in one place.
I'm going to check that.
Using the word love,
that'd be awesome,
and using it for evangelism is not found in anywhere in the book of Acts. Do you know what's found? You know what's found?
We're fine.
We'd really appreciate if you...
Oh, this is a public sidewalk. We're absolutely
fine.
If you're not interested in spiritual things, you just need to
go
away.
We're not blocking the sidewalk. They can get by.
That's not the
fault. What's that?
Yes.
We're not blocking the sidewalk. Look at this.
There's
this
plenty of room.
Speech.
We're off to the
public
side.
Public sidewalk. Take the gospel.
We're just here to encourage you. Don't just read the scriptures.
Yeah, so it's not pharisaical.
You need to follow and obey.
You need to obey.
Yeah.
We do need to obey.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Hebrews 5:9 says Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him.
That's right.
But you're downplaying obedience.
No, you're defending sin.
You were.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
You
we're
are.
We're loving you. That's why we're trying to be honest and open with you. See, the word does cut. Hebrews 4:12 sword does cut. So when we say things like cover a head for a woman, women don't like that. And they want to push back against it and defend it.
But you don't cover your head.
But you're not covering your head. That's it's
but
just
it also
obedience.
Says that our hair is our hair is our covering.
Yeah, if you study
if
that,
you
it's
deeper,
not... It's,
but man,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
If you do a deeper study on that, you're going to see it is a cloth veiling, to cover wholly, to hide. That's what it means in the Greek. If you read the whole...
And you're also supposed to wear a dress to cover up your form.
Yes, in the First Timothy. But ma'am, in First Timothy 2, you're not even dressing the temple of the Holy Spirit.
The letter of the law kills.
Oh, no.
Sometimes your approach might be a little bit...
The letter.
Oh, no. If you don't obey, you're going to lose your soul, ma'am.
If you're a born-again saint, you'll love the word.
I'm going to leave you with this. Ready? Revelation 22, 14, 15 says, whoremongers, liars, murderers, adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices a lie will be put outside of the kingdom. That means one sin will put you out of the kingdom. Adam and Eve got thrown out of the garden for one sin. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 were killed for one sin. One sin, willful sin. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you practice willful sin, there's no sacrifice from Christ.
But doesn't Galatians says, as such, some of them were?
Were. That means they repented and they stopped doing it. Actually, that's Corinthians.
Repent of being in the world and carnal and come out and become a holy daughter of God. I'd be happy to help you in it.
Yeah.
But see, you're defending sin.
Right.
A child of God does not defend sin.
You are, ma'am.
A child of God goes to the scriptures and she follows and obeys.
Right.
And we're here to help you do that.
So
this is your take on the word. Twisting the scripture to what you wanted to say.
Well, I'm just quoting to you what it says, ma'am.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean
it says obey.
We love you that you're preaching Jesus.
It says obey. But you have a false Jesus if you don't think you have to obey.
If you're not going to obey him,
if you're not going to obey, you have a false Jesus.
But everybody's at a different level.
I just read the verse in 2 Thess where it says everyone...
And get to the same level.
It said, where everyone does not receive the love of the truth, they're judged and sent away into fiery judgment by God. Receiving the love of the truth means we obey it.
Right. The truth before you.
I am speaking the truth.
Because this
I am speaking
like
the truth.
The
Bible says to boldly judge those
judge
that claim
body.
Christ. It actually
if
tells us
body,
to judge those.
We're going
to
judge you and your fruit.
We're supposed
that's
to judge people
yes.
that claim Christ.
Exactly.
Paul did it in 1 Corinthians 5.
Okay, you know what, brother? We love you.
That's not my opinion.
We're going to move on.
It's not my opinion. Unless you obey, you're going to lose your soul. So repent and obey the gospel.
Repent, ma'am. We love you. Email us. We'll help you.
Jesus made the narrow way. You got held up by a bench stock.
Gospel produced. You know the path to eternal life.
Oh, my God.